Kahuna Creations.
Yeah, Steven?
Yeah, this is Steve.
Yeah, hey, Steve, this is Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Patrick. Sorry, I haven't been able to follow up with you at all.
Oh, you're fine. I was just looking to, you know, get back in contact. I know I haven't heard back from you for a few days. Just, you know, seeing if you had any questions or anything like that.
Oh, no. We've just been...
Yeah, I can understand that. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys do a line of credit?
We do working capital, so I mean, pretty much it's very similar. Ours is unsecured cash, though, so you know you can use that as you see fit for your business. You know, a line of credit is typically secured cash. You know.
Yeah, I know, but I kind of wanted it, so you know, when I needed it, I took it, but. It's all lump sum with you, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, how much were you looking to get? And then, you know, you said you're looking for more of a line of credit then? I mean...
Yeah, I was looking for, you know, to be able to have $100K to help us through some rough spots, you know, and then...
Right, and then, I mean, with that $100K, you said 100, right? Or 150, sorry?
Yeah, about 100, yeah.
Okay, and then, I mean, you know, what were you going to use that for?
For inventory.
Okay, I mean, yeah, well, with ours, working capital is, you know, very similar, and it is, you know, you can use that as you see fit. I mean, did you have any, you know, other questions on that? I know we had a few emails back and forth, but...
What are the payment terms and the interest rates, that type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on a few different things. We're actually based off of sales, so do you have any ideas on what you did for sales last year?
Yeah, it was just under $1 million.
Oh, awesome. Sounds like a good year then. I mean, what do you guys projected for this year?
About the same.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so with our our working capital, we're actually able to free up about 10 to 15% of your gross your top line revenue is unsecured cash. So, you know, that's how it works with us. So, you know, based on that, we'd probably be able to get you 100 real easily. You know, that is just 10% right off the bat of $1 million. So, you know, that probably wouldn't be an issue. Then, you know, just...
What are the terms usually? Is it, like, over many years, or is it, like, 9 months, or what?
It depends on which one you go with. We do have longer terms than we have, you know, a lot of our loans are shorter terms, so we have some that are, you know, range from a few months to, you know, a few years as well. You know, ours isn't annualized, though, so that's why we don't, you know, have a percentage per se like that. You know, we do give you straightforward the payback amount and then with the amount that you'll be getting. So, you know, everything is very straightforward, and then you have the actual amount. You know, it's not like, I'm not sure if you are familiar with, I'm sure you have had a line of credit out before. Do you guys have one out with your business right now?
No.
Okay, what about like a working capital? Have you guys had one of those before too?
Yeah, we've got that through a local bank, yeah.
Okay, and was it a capital loan you guys had too?
It was just working capital. Wasn't.
Okay, how was that too? I mean, how was your experience? Did you guys have a good one with them?
Yeah, it's been fine. It's like a 7-year loan.
Okay, is that still going on right now too?
Yeah, we're just winding that up in the next couple of years here.
But. Oh, okay. And then, I mean, how much did you mind taking that out? Or how much did you guys end up taking out and to start for that too, if you don't mind me asking?
That was 150.
Okay, and then you said you're almost done with that too?
I have to look. I think we've got 2 or 3 years left.
Okay, right. And then, I mean, were you going to use any of the, if you were to get a new capital loan to free up some of that old financing with that one?
Maybe.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I'm trying to understand the rate. I'm trying to compare apples to apples.
Okay, right. So you can see if you could use it.
Yeah.
All right. And then, I mean, just what about the total cost of that old capital loan that you had? Do you know how much you guys ended up paying back and the total cost on it?
I don't know, it was just 8%, so you can figure that out.
Okay. Yeah, 8%. I mean, that's not too bad, too. You know, and then what about your credit, too? How's that?
It's perfect.
Oh, I mean, awesome. When's the last time you checked?
I don't know, about a month ago.
Okay, I mean, any idea, just like general ballpark? I mean, high sevens, anywhere around there?
Yeah, probably. I think so, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, credit and sales is, you know, two big factors on the capital for us, but it sounds like you have good credit. You guys had a good year in sales, so, you know, we'd definitely probably be able to get you around the 100 pretty good. How long have you guys been around? What's your time in business?
For 12 years.
12, okay. And then how are you the 100% owner over there? Do you have a partner?
I own two-thirds.
Okay, so you're probably like 66%.
Yeah.
Okay, and then who's the other part owner, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, is it your wife or anybody like that?
It's just other investors, yeah.
Okay, investors then?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's cool too. And then, I mean, have you guys been looking into any other financing too for this coming up loan or for the capital
Not really. You guys just emailed me, so I thought, okay, well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we had you pre-approved over here with us, so, you know, I was just trying to follow up on that.
Yeah,
and, you
I don't know what
pre-approved
means, but it sounds like...
We take your, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the, UCC filing. It's a database that our business works with. It just not took really into account, previous loans. Looks like you guys had with Zions back in 2014, and it just, takes your relationship, some credit history with them, and, works it out for us. But, it sounds like we'd definitely be able to get you that 100 pretty easily. Were there any other general questions you had? I know you were concerned about the pay time.
Just simple questions. I mean, can you do it over, 5 years?
Yeah, we can. I'm pretty sure we can stretch that out too.
And what's the interest rate?
It wouldn't be like I was saying earlier. We don't have
what's
an interest rate.
Effective? What would be the effective with the payback and everything? What would be what would be the if you turned it into interest? How much would it be?
Right. Without being able to see your actual financial statements and then the actual application process, we can't give you a actual hard number on your payback and everything because I don't want to give you anything unrealistic for that. How our application process and all that works, once you do that get applied, then we end up figuring out, what your hard numbers would be, what your payback would be daily, however you wanted to work that out. But, that's after we actually got you applied, and then that's just a one-page app. But, before we do that, we can't really give you, I know we had you pre-approved for 250, but, it's not really like, hey, we're going to give you 100, this is how much you're going to pay. We'd have to see actual financial statements and then go through the application before we could actually give you back the answer on, what for sure your plan and terms would be, if that kind of makes sense to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to pass. You just can't say, hey, here's how much the rate, just give me a ballpark, is it 30%?
Well, yeah, we have rates that go from, zero dirt cheap to, anywhere up there to the 30s, and, it just depends on which program you actually do fall into. The things that we do take into account, though, we do have a few different programs that work with credit tiers A to D, so, you have good credit, you guys had good sales, so we'd definitely be able to get you in a good program. Rates typically start, mid-single digits, so... anywhere from zero to, 10, typically. So, it really just depends on what exactly you do, like on paper with your financial documents and everything.
Okay, well, like I said, I've been a little bit crazy right now, but I can't really probably jump on a little bit.
So. Oh, yeah, you're fine. In that case, too, would you mind if I shoot you over an application? That way I can go ahead and get you some actual terms and what we could do for you. That way I don't have to, just give you a general ballpark.
Yeah, just go ahead and send it over, and we'll get to it when I can.
Yeah, that works, too. And then, if I don't hear back from you, is there a good time I could follow up? I know you're pretty busy out there.
Yeah, probably later.
Maybe the end of the week?
Later next month.
Okay, later next month? Okay, for sure. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over the app. Along with the app, though, it's just the one-page app, and then with that, we need 6 months bank statements and your most recent tax return. Do you guys take credit cards over there, too? Okay, and was your credit cards, was it over 20% of your gross sales? Were they from credit card?
Yes.
Okay, yes, and then we just need 4 months of your most recent merch statements with those two. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot over the app, but I know you said you weren't interested in it maybe for a little time coming up then next month, right?
Yeah, send it in. I'll take a look at it.
All right, for sure. Yeah, I'll just give you a call back. Next month sometime, see how everything went. But, anytime you do want to get that filled out, the sooner I can go ahead and get you some actual numbers. So.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Perfect. Yeah, thanks for your time, Steve.
All right, bye.